When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hello, my friend.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm seeing you as much as anybody else these days.
Well, that's a good way to start. How is your fam? How is everything where you are in the world?
Everything's pretty surreal. I'm not sure how far into the process are you? You're ahead of us, right?
Yeah, so in Australia, basically nearly all the borders are closed. There's restrictions on social distancing that are happening in different offices and things like that. Mandates about certain things that can work from home. Kids are still in school because they're the least impacted by the virus, and the government is worried most in Oz about if they take the kids out of school that they're going to impact like the medical facilities and like essential services, because people can't work and have their kids at home by themselves if they're not of age, you know. So yeah, it's a fucking really real time. It's really weird. The peak hour Sydney trains, which are usually like sardines, are like 1/10 of their capacity on a daily basis. My office is only like 40% capacity right now. Like, that, you know, half the team is working from home, half the team's in the office, just so we can spread out. It is a strange time.
Yeah, it's weird. My wife is, her job is shut down, and I just got word yesterday that I work at a medical facility, and the one that I work at is closed indefinitely, and I'm trying to pick up hours elsewhere, but who knows what that's going to look like. My kids are out of school for at least another 3 weeks, and who knows if they'll go back at all. It's all very strange. Very strange. Watching a lot of movies with the family, though. That's kind of cool.
At least, Dad has got one of the most sophisticated letterbox accounts of all time, which surely has a playlist of any conceivable genre that people would be into. And also book recommendations I see that you're giving out at the moment online, which is fun.
Yeah, you know, I'm sitting on tons of books. I feel like I've been preparing for this like my whole life. I've been giving away books as I can, though it started to dawn on me people may not want to get any physical objects from me. But I promise, no symptoms. And I had these books before the virus, so if you get a book from me, it should be safe.
Well, look, I think we can announce here that Jed is going to be disinfecting the book covers that he sends to you, and that's about the very best that he can do. And so far, he's not exhibiting any symptoms by the sound of this call.
That's right.
So are you guys going to be okay?
That's a great question. I think so. I mean, I've got a little bit of time off I can take with pay, but you know, not like
it's not endless.
Not like they're projecting. You know, hopefully the U.S. gets on top of things the way Italy and France did with suspending mortgage payments and utilities and things like that. That would be great. That would help a lot.
Yeah, well, in Oz, a lot of the big financial institutions just froze mortgages for the small businesses and doing it for customers as well, because they want them to have the cash flow to still exist. So, you know, I don't think it could be governments, but it's also banks that can do the right thing. They can.
Oh, we can always count on them to do the right thing, I think.
How can folks help you? So I know that you do a stash of freelancing. I know that you're writing. Is there a way that like people can rush out and buy Fierce Bitches like 10,000 times to support you? Is that how we keep you guys afloat?
You know what? If we sold all the copies of Fierce Bitches in the world, it would keep me afloat for about a week. So if you want to go buy my, I think Peckerwood's only available as a Kindle book at this point, unless you buy it directly from me. But, we're down to pretty much just the day job for income, unless you want to hire me to write about the 1,000 movies I watched in the last year.
Well, on this little show, I came up with the idea, and Jed, I know you have a huge network, so share as you do, you'll share this network and you'll share this episode and you'll share this around. But I run a little Australian film blog called Free with Punctuation, started as a collective, but I made a pool on PayPal that if people can spare bucks into, I'm just going to hire freelancers to write. And so you would be one of the first cabs off the rank, my friend. So if you can share it, I'm going to chip in some bucks as well, and just any spare scratch that I have to, you know, even get a piece now and then and transfer some money to you digitally, I will happily do that to help that. So if you can share that to your network, my friend, that's a huge something. And I can't recommend Jed's writing highly enough. I think I would say...
Oh, okay. I thought you were stopping there.
No, I can't recommend it highly enough. I would say go to the episode where Jed appears on the most recent, on Increment Vice, because Travis's florid description of your stained prose is quite beautiful and I think very appropriate. So where can people find you to stay in touch? And I'm going to have to call you back on this show to keep checking in with you to make sure, but you're one of my first cabs off the rank to write something for Graffiti with Punctuation. So start thinking about what it is. I'm sure you don't have to think long, but something that is going to have your name on it. As soon as that kitty starts to fill up a little bit, then that's a commitment I'll make to you, my friend.
Well, awesome. Thank you in advance then. You can just find me on Twitter at Jedediah Ayers or at my blog, Hardboiled Wonderland.
You're the best.
That's it.
You're the best. I'll talk to you soon. Can I have a top?
All right.
Can I have a top non-contagion related paranoia, maybe pandemic recommendation from you in these bad times?
Pandemic related. You know, how about paranoia and isolation? Something like The Conversation, or I think that's where I just froze up. How about everybody go watch The Conversation if you've never seen it?
That's a great idea. Jedediah Ayers, you take care of yourself, my friend, and take care of that lovely fam of yours, and enjoy years worth of compiling books and physical media to satiate you guys during this time. Take care of yourselves, all right?
Yeah. All right, you too. Thanks. Keep posting videos of your kids.
I will do. I will do.
All right.
Thanks, man. Bye.
Bye.
Now to the news. Australian cinemas are shutting down for months. It was on the cards. We are following suit with the rest of the world, and there seems to be some massive questions about the irreparable damage to the screen industry just all around the world. Netflix have doubled down. They are not going to downgrade image quality and keeping HD and 4K broadcasting. And finally, one sliver of good news around COVID-19. We had Hanks. It got Hanks. It got Elba. Also got Harvey Weinstein. Got to be moderately thankful that it got Weinstein. I think this is film Twitter prophecy. We're like, come on, get Weinstein for Christ's sake. And got him. Folks, this has been another episode of ContentGen. Me checking in on my friends around the world in the film community. We hope that this little 10-minute oasis in your day makes you feel something. Have an awesome day. Take care of yourselves and your family. And the words of my friend Travis Woods. Wash your goddamn hands.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.